HBO's new series, Carnival, is attracting attention this fall, if not viewers. Hoping to follow in the footsteps of such popular series as The Sopranos and 6 Feet Under, the show has a convoluted plot and an offbeat cast of characters. The setting is Dust Bowl America of the 1930s, and the episodes are full of literary and biblical imagery. The show's slow pace and dense allusions have alienated some critics and viewers, but in the strange world of pay cable TV, offering something new and challenging can be its own reward, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
From the outset, it's clear that Carnival is going to take viewers to a different universe. The prelude sets up a large story with a monologue from a small man, a dwarf named Samson.
And to each generation was born a creature of light and a creature of darkness. And great armies would clash by night in the ancient war between good and evil.
Samson is the manager of a freakish traveling carnival troupe, making its way through the small towns of the American Dust Bowl in the 1930s.
Come on, come on, see Lila, the bearded woman of Brussels.
Carnival has a cast out of a Federico Fellini movie, Siamese twins, a blind psychic, a sword and flame swallower, the strong man, and the tall man. The most recent addition to the troupe is Ben Hawkins, a young, displaced farmer who turns out to have his own strange powers.
That's him, Grammy.
You sure, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, glory be praised. He's the one. Save my little Maddie. She was lame. He touched her and made her to walk. Oh, bless you, sir. Thank you,
Ben's life is running on a parallel track with a fiery creature, Brother Justin Crow, who tries to take care of the new migrants in town in the face of indifference and sometimes violent opposition to his mission.
But let us not forget the less fortunate. Let us not forget that they too were once blessed. And let us not forget that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Amen. Praise God.
Ben and Brother Justin are the twin focuses of Carnival's story, and part of the fun is trying to figure out which one's good and which one's evil. In spinning out this story, the show's creators make liberal use of symbols and images from literature, art, and religion. The almost constant sandstorms illustrate the grim reality of the Dust Bowl while alluding to biblical plagues. Carnival's creator, Daniel Knopf, says in writing the script, he first began in the traditional way, dialogue and description. But that didn't quite work.
So I took a tack where I just stopped and I said, you know, I'm going to just write this. I'm going to affect this very dry, persnippety, professorial kind of personality in my writing and write this as though it's an academic paper about something that really happened. That's what I did. I created fake journals and fake newspaper articles, fake religious pamphlets. So I put this whole thing together to where it actually looked like, you know, all these people had been alive at some point.
Knopf says he drew on a vast and complex set of references to write Carnival. Literature such as John Milton's 17th century epic Paradise Lost, which follows the fall from grace of humanity, Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck's Depression-era saga, the Old and New Testaments, and popular cultural hits such as the creepy sci-fi series The X-Files and Twin Peaks, David Lynch's look at the dark side of small-town America. Many critics have noted that the highly referential Carnival can be slow-moving and not exactly user-friendly. David Zurawick at the Baltimore Sun says it's too idiosyncratic and strange to be another Sopranos. But Miranda Heller, vice president of drama series at HBO, says that's part of what drew her to the series.
There's no easy answers. We're asking an enormous amount of our audience, which is that we're spooling something out really slowly. We're requiring a lot of attention paid. And in fact, what's happening, which is great, is that the people, our fans, are watching every play all week long. They're watching it 3-4 times.
While some fans are watching more than once, others are tuning out. Since Carnival's first episode, viewership has dropped from over 5 million to less than 3. Still, HBO says the program is generating more online chat than any other of its shows. Many of the fans are intrigued by Carnival's complexity, arguing over the meaning of the fetus in a jar and Ben and Brother Justin's parallel dreams of World War I trenches. Critic Robert Thompson, who runs the Center for Popular Television at Syracuse University, says all the complexity of Carnival is intriguing, but so is Twin Peaks initially. However, that series turned out to be a lot of Sturm und Drang, signifying nothing.
What happened to Twin Peaks is you can only take so much of this constant referential and self-referential information before the whole thing begins to collapse of its own weight. I think everybody who likes this show, which I do very much, are still willing to play the game. We don't know yet where that game, however, is going to take us.
Still, Thompson notes that HBO's willingness to take risks has led to such groundbreaking and popular successes as 6 Feet Under and The Sopranos. He says that's because HBO's economic model is not based on advertising, which requires every moment of TV to have high ratings. It can experiment. HBO relies on a subscriber base.
It's provided an environment whereby the evolution of television art has been sped up considerably because it's amenable to these mutations, which is, you know, if Carnival's not a big success, as long as we've got enough things on there that they don't cancel their subscriptions, we're still okay.
Carnival creator Daniel Knopf promises his viewers that Carnival will add up to something.
There's not only a highly detailed mythology working in the background, which sort of serves as the bottom of the iceberg. I mean, you really only will see 10% of it. You'll have to kind of figure out the rest of it. But you'll get everything you need to keep up with the story.
But whether or not the traveling carnival will ever get a chance to settle in is still unclear. HBO has yet to announce whether the show will have a second season. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.